Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for your Saturday morning. Good morning, I'm Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each week by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. Here on this Easter weekend, and we begin as we spoke to Joel Bauer on Friday morning, talking about so much when it comes to trailers. It's such a busy time of year, and we did focus on some of the smaller utility trailers. And I mentioned that, Joel, what kind of buyer is he seeing right now? Is it a first-time buyer, a long-time buyer, or maybe somebody who's looking to upgrade right now, especially when it comes to the smaller utility trailers?
In the utility market, we are seeing a lot of first-time buyers. Somebody's buying that first side-by-side, that first ATV, or bought a cabin up north or a lake place, and they need to get some work done. So they decide they finally need to add a trailer to their family fleet, and they're here to find one. So we're seeing a lot of that in the utility market.
Joel Bauer at Mid-Soda Manufacturing, and also seeing this used trailer market right now, as sometimes we're seeing those trailers hold a lot of value. And if somebody's wavering, saying, well, should I buy pre-owned or should I get brand new? Well, obviously, it's up to them right now, but seeing some outstanding prices on some of those pre-owned trailers as well.
Absolutely. When I priced out a brand-new trailer, even with the surcharges and things that are going on with the steel prices, that auction trailer sold higher than brand-new. But the one thing is, and what we're seeing a lot of right now with all trailers and the industry in general, if you need it now, you could be in a little bit of trouble, because there is historic lead time and backlogs and supply issues out there that, I could say a new one was cheaper, but you're not going to get a new one until next fall or into the winter for a model like that, the way it's set, unless we can find a dealer somewhere that's got something on the ground or can get one built sooner. So you're going to have to pay a little bit more at an auction or use on the used market if you need one sooner than later.
Joel Bauer at Mid-Soda Manufacturing joining us on Friday morning. They will have hours this morning right there in the south side of I-94 from 8 till noon. Swing on over, see what they got on their lot right now at Mid-Soda Manufacturing. Also Friday, I tracked down Katie Schmidt. Yeah, Katie Schmidt is head of communications at World Dairy Expo. And, well, World Dairy Expo had a big announcement on April 1st on Thursday. And, well, Katie said it was no April Fool's.
We had to make sure we told people it was not an April Fool's Day joke yesterday, but that Madison will again be home to World Dairy Expo in 2021, and we are so excited about planning for our 54th show at our historic home in the Alliant Energy Center.
Yeah, some great news from World Dairy Expo, and well, there were some inklings that World Dairy was looking outside of Madison, Wisconsin during this whole COVID-19 pandemic. No World Dairy last year. And just seeing maybe what some options were, maybe some contingency plans were being made.
We've actually done some contingency planning that listeners may have heard included looking at alternative venues. And that was really done because we wanted to make sure we were doing everything as a business to make sure our event returned this fall. Our hope was always to stay in Madison, and we are grateful that the clarity we were looking for regarding our path forward for the next 6 months has come to fruition, and we can continue to move forward with those plans for World Dairy Expo this fall.
Now, Katie says some of the early feedback from showgoers, exhibitors has been outstanding.
They are so excited, so excited, and we are right there along with them, but people are looking forward to gathering again, to exhibiting cattle, to walking to the trade show. And, of course, yesterday we did actually also announce some new pieces to World Dairy Expo 2021 that we're looking forward to, that includes some morning keynote speakers and actually introducing some seminars in Spanish this year.
Katie Schmidt, communications manager at World Dairy Expo. And I mentioned to Katie, too, as World Dairy rolls around this coming fall, what are we going to see? Is it a lot of back to normal when it comes to some of the visitor experiences and such? And she says they hope to have it that way.
That is our anticipation, yes. And that was some of that clarity we were looking for, was just in our expectations of what our event could look like this fall. So our conversations that we've had allow us to not actually anticipate having attendance limits or mask requirements this fall at this time. So we're looking forward to gathering the global dairy industry again at World Dairy Expo.
Also in recent news as well, some news out of Dane County, Wisconsin, where that's the county where Madison is and the longtime host here of World Dairy. And there was some news as well on a proposal by Dane County to lock in World Dairy Expo for 10 years. And Katie kind of gave us an update on that current contract consideration and discussion.
Yeah, so that contract extension that was proposed by Dane County, those discussions are still taking place. And we'll continue for the coming months, but we are still under contract with the Atlanta Energy Center for this year, so we are in good shape to happen this fall, but we'll, again, continue to look at that contract extension that was proposed by Dane County earlier in March this year.
Katie Schmidt, Communications Manager with World Dairy Expo, joining us this morning on her Central Minnesota Farm Report. And also, Katie did allude to some new things you might see this year coming up at World Dairy.
The tan bark, if anybody has been to World Dairy Expo the last few years, became our bar and grill on ground. Well, we are moving it this year to the arena building, and it's growing. We're putting some more music in there. There's going to be nightly happy hours. The morning keynote speakers that I mentioned earlier will be in that space as well. That move means that the trade show exhibitors that would have typically been in that space are being relocated to a larger and improved trade center. So now if you're looking for forage things at World Dairy Expo, the Trade Center is going to be the place to go. And I did mention the seminars in Spanish that we're really looking forward to bolstering our educational opportunities at Expo with that new feature to coincide with our traditional Expo seminars and virtual farm tours and dairy forage seminars. And, of course, we're going to see those cows return this fall and the world's largest dairy-focused trade show. So lots of new technology to be showcased and launched this fall after not having a show last year.
And for many, of course, we look forward to each year and a theme of each year. And Katie says the theme will stay in place, which was planned for last year at World Dairy.
We are, yes. The theme of World Dairy Expo 2021 is instrumental to the industry. And, of course, those show dates are September 28th through October 2nd, and, again, in Madison, Wisconsin, and we are so, so excited about that.
You know, why make an announcement now as we're right now in spring and World Dairy is, well, during fall time right now, but, you know, it takes a long time to plan such a huge event. The planning begins way, way, way before any first day activities on the grounds at World Dairy Expo.
We actually start theme planning about 18 months before the show happens. Our trade show is recontracted about January timeframe, but a lot of the sweeping changes that we try to make each year at Expo to keep the show fresh and exciting take place in December when our board of directors meet. So there's really no downtime for our staff, which is great for all of us dairy kids who work for World Dairy Expo and know what it means to stay busy and work hard. So it's a good fit for all of us on the Expo team. But, yeah, we are looking forward to actually opening dairy cattle show entries in July and all online for the first time ever. So there's some fun stuff happening there as well.
Yeah, Katie Schmidt, Communications Manager, once again with World Dairy Expo. And the other big highlight this week was USDA and their Planting Intentions Report Stocks Update. Lots of reactions continue to roll in. Here's Gary Crawford, our friend over at USDA in Washington, D.C.
How would the Agriculture Secretary describe Wednesday's USDA prospective plantings report?
A bit surprising.
Tom Vilsack's reaction to the report showing farmers intend to plant far fewer acres to soybeans and corn than expected, especially given recent rising prices. So the result? Futures go up the limit the day of the report, continue up the next morning, and USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says this is a longer-term market response.
It isn't just the nearby contracts which jumped. It is contracts out a ways as well, too, because the market's looking to say, those numbers would put us in a tighter situation, longer run, therefore we must bid higher.
Good news, obviously, for commodity producers.
But, of course, Tom Vilsack says,
I think livestock producers are maybe potentially concerned about the cost of feed.
But he says, remember, this USDA Planting Intentions report came from farmer surveys done weeks ago, and for many, planting is weeks away, and so
things could obviously change as farmers sort of evaluate what's taking place.
The report itself could change farmers' planting plans. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right, Gary Crawford with USDA, and that's going to wrap up this week's Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing.